Welcome to this week's edition of In the Clubhouse with EMB Baseball. I'm Andy Kirikidi, joined by my wonderful co-host, Keith Glasser. How are we doing?
Great. How are you?
Good. You look cold.
Yeah, we're for those that are going to be watching on YouTube, you're going to see this swacket that I'm wearing and a nice little beanie here. I'm currently recording in the basement because we're recording earlier than we normally do. The Fighting Irish play in the championship tonight, so we're recording so we can watch. I got my Fighting Irish shirt on for those of you that can see. And yeah, so you might hear my wife and son in the background here. So we're just going to roll with this for all the listeners out there on EMD. So just, you know, apologize in advance, but this is what you get this week. It's going to be great.
Bear with us. Well, for today's topic, we've had a couple folks on recently, specifically Nunzio Signore and Dr. Dan Taylor, that have spoken a lot about the importance of weight training and nutrition and recovery. We just want to take a minute to kind of hammer that point home. It's obviously a huge piece to the development process, and a huge piece of getting recruited is getting to the point where physically you stack up against your competition and you're showing coaches that you have the prerequisite skill sets and physicality to play at the college level, which the barrier to entry there is increased significantly in recent years. But coach, want to kick it over to you to kind of get this fired up and see where this takes us for the next couple minutes.
Yeah. You know, we were talking about this earlier and I thought that it was, you know, an interesting discussion to have, you know, from a coach's perspective that, you know, we want younger kids in the weight room, you know, earlier and earlier. We talk about the physicality and the things it is that you need to do. You know, and I thought that there was, you know, when we have people on, you know, and we had Nunzio, I believe last week, Dan Taylor the week before, you know, we interviewed one of your guys, Charlie, you know, last year, you know, so like it's, I believe it's episode 97, 98, or no, excuse me, 96 is Dan Taylor, 98 is Nunzio. And we also had your guy, Charlie. I believe around this time last year, if I'm not mistaken, is when we kind of started doing this stuff. But episode 45 was Charlie Gould. But some strength guys who have come on and talked about this stuff. And I think that, you know, it can be a daunting thing as a younger player to kind of get into the weight room and do the stuff it is that you need to do to get physical. And sometimes, like, it can be, you know, I think – just the, you know, obviously the physical standpoint alone can be a little intimidating, but, you know, not even knowing where to start. And I kind of thought about this the other day about how, you know, you have, you know, travel baseball kids and high school baseball kids who can't drive yet, right? And maybe they don't have access to the high school gym all the time, or maybe they do. Or you do have a membership at Planet Fitness, but sometimes maybe you can't make it to your travel ball workouts or, you know, high school workouts, because high school workouts aren't after school. They're at 6 o'clock and you can't drive. You know, what kind of things can you do in order to get yourself ahead of the game? And it got me thinking that, you know, you can go down the rabbit hole of, you know, the Google machine, but I, you know, there's good things out there. You know, I know Nunzio, you know, said last week that, you know, they have a remote training program that they do. There's a lot of programs out there that you can find that are remote, for, you know, from other facilities and strength and conditioning programs that you could do that, you know, in some of my research that it's, you know, relative, it seems to be pretty cost effective. You know, you're talking $60 to $80, you know, for a year to get remote training from a strength and conditioning standpoint at some of these places. You know, and you could always use the old Google machine. You know, Jaeger Bands, Alan Jaeger, who's a legend in this game, has, you know, there's a lot of stuff from an arm care standpoint that you can get specifically for, you know, pitchers, but it's relevant for everyone who throws baseballs. You know, on his website, you can get, you know, pretty much everything it is that they do. You know, you can, I typed into ChatGPT, you know, put me together a workout for a high school pitcher, and it spit out a pretty legit workout. I'll be honest with you. It was pretty legit. And you could, you know, plug and play some of the things that you can and can't do. And, you know, you and I were talking, like, we've our generation, because we didn't come up with it, we underestimate what you can find on YouTube, in that you could probably find some guys putting out some good content on things that you should be doing from a weight room standpoint on YouTube too. So I think, I would say, like, if you're looking for weight training on a budget, if you will, there's a lot of resources out there on the internet, whether it's podcasts like we have, or, you know, Alan Yeager, RPP, or, you know, and trust me when I tell you all these people are like, they're at the top of my head, that I'm coming up with them, but we're not affiliated with any of them. There's VeloU, there's Tread, there's Driveline, obviously. So there's a lot of big names out there, and then there's going to be local guys where you're from that probably have some information that they're willing to share with you too. But it's worth asking around and see what you can do so that you can kind of get a step ahead of the game on that stuff. But, you know, it's just something I was talking to a family last night, and it dawned on me that there's a large subset of the population that are in the recruiting age, recruiting window, that, you know, might not be able to drive and rely on parents to get them places. And they might not have the capabilities of being able to do that. And, you know, maybe it's just a lot easier to go to your gym that you live 5 minutes away from versus trying to go to your travel ball team that's 30, 40 minutes away, and be able to get a workout in. There's a lot of resources on the interwebs that you can find to do that.
Yeah, I think you got to get creative with this, because and we've had a bunch of people come on, as you mentioned, college coaches have all hammered this point home. Like, being physical is the lowest hanging fruit for kids, and it's oftentimes a separator in whether they're going to get recruited or not. From a speed perspective, from a size perspective, bat speed, arm speed, all that good stuff. It all starts, its core is strength and conditioning and being in really good shape, being really strong, being able to stay healthy because of those things. And one of the things that Dan Taylor mentioned, I think this kind of fits perfectly with the strength on the budget, is it doesn't need to be perfect, but you got to have something. You got to be doing something. And it may not be 5 days a week at a facility with all kinds of technology, but pull-ups, push-ups, box jumps, air squats, like, there's a lot of stuff you can do without even weight that's better than doing nothing. And for those people sitting out there, I think it's really important to understand it doesn't have to be perfect, and you need to find something that's going to move the needle for you with the resources that you have, with the ability for transportation that you have, with all of that stuff combined. You need to come up with a plan that you can put into place that is going to give you a chance to get bigger, faster, and stronger. And don't make excuses for yourself as to why you can't do something. Find ways around the barriers that you may have in front of you and do the best that you can with what you have available. And I cannot stress that enough, because there's too much competition in this game. Being strong and being fast and being physical is kind of the starting point in the evaluation. It's the first thing coaches notice. It's quantifiable in so many different ways, from velocity to exit velos to 60-yard dashes to velocity across the infield. All of that stuff is a subset of strength and a result of strength and athleticism. And you can't sell yourself short by making excuses as to what you have and what you don't have. There's a lot of ways to skin this proverbial cat, and you got to get creative with it. And to your point, there's a ton of resources out there. YouTube's chock full of really credible people. There's a ton of remote work. You can cobble something together that's going to be effective by just doing a little bit of research and giving yourself something to work towards in, you know, 4 to 6 week chunks, and being able to switch up your program. There's a ton of good resources out there. Nutrition's an easy thing to track down that I think is a really big piece of the puzzle. Ton of stuff on Instagram and Twitter about what you should be putting in your body, things you should be considering from a nutrition perspective. It's all out there for you, and you have to take advantage of that, because somebody else is, and your competition likely is, and you at least need to be holding serve with your competition in terms of the effort that you're putting forward in order to stay kind of up to snuff, if you will.
Yeah, nailed it. I think, Nunzio, I think, said it last week, even going to Planet Fitness and just asking the trainers there to maybe cobble something together for you. Like, it's a $10 a month membership fee. Like, I work out at Planet Fitness. They got some really good stuff. But, you know, just, you know, and doing something is better than doing nothing, right? Like, the vast majority of people, I would say, especially at the high school level, I would argue, like, you're not going to be able to throw around enough weight to where you're really going to, like, harm yourself on the field, you know. But obviously you still want to make sure that you're stretching and you're doing core work and you're doing bands and you're doing all the types of plyo things that you need to be doing to make sure that you're building up your arm strength and such. But, you know, that the likelihood of younger kids who are, you know, 140 pounds trying to put on some weight of really injuring themselves is low. You know, but obviously you want to be smart about it. You know, but like I said, you know, the two of us nailed it. You know, there's a lot of resources out there for you to be able to put something together, for you to be able to get in the weight room and do the things it is that you need to do to get better and stronger.
Well said. Get in the weight room. Don't make excuses. Specifically this time of year, like, if you haven't been getting after it, it's time to get in the weight room, and it's something you need to be able to maintain throughout your spring season and throughout your summer season. Go back, and I highly recommend that people go back and listen to Dan and Nunzio specifically, since it's very recent in terms of the conversations, but they have a ton of really good things to say. It's a really good place to start in terms of getting educated on what they do and why they're at the top of their field, and just a ton of good information to sift through with regards to strength, conditioning, and nutrition. So go ahead and listen to those. Anything else, Coach?
Nope.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, everybody. Tune in next week. We'll have another good topic for you. We'll talk to you then. Thanks, everybody. Thank you for listening this week. If you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and smash that like button for us. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at EMDBaseball. If you want to find out what me and Keith do to help families and players navigate the recruiting process, go ahead and check us out on EMDBaseball.com. Take a few minutes to check out our new online academy. I promise you'll get some good information out of that. Thanks again for listening. Check in with you next week.